welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we've been looking at various scriptures, primarily focusing on the book of Revelation. And I made the comment on yesterday's broadcast that along with all the explanation and description of the woes and troubles that are going to come upon mankind at the end of the age. Remember, the Lord said while He was still here, there will be such trouble and sorrow as the world has never before experienced or will again, when He spoke of the tribulation of those days. And we, as God's people, have been given a commission to preach the gospel to every creature. And this, during the time of Revelation, during the time of the unfolding at the end of the age, we see that there are still, God's heart is revealed. It's a book of invitation. In that third chapter of Revelation, Jesus, John had a vision of Him. He was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And He said in the third chapter, verse 20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me." And that is an invitation to the sinner as well as to the lukewarm Christian. He was speaking in context to the Church of Laodicea, which some scholars say is a church of the end times, if you will. They are increased with goods. They're rich. They're prosperous. They have a very high opinion of themselves, but that does not match the Lord's opinion because He says, "I counsel of thee to buy me gold tried in the fire." He says, "You say you're rich, increased with goods, have need of nothing, and you don't know that you're wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked." At the closing of the book, the words say, "Whomsoever will may come and drink freely of the waters of life." And I've always been astonished, even as a young Christian, as I read portions of the book of Revelation, that while we have been given, God's church has been given a task to preach the Great Commission, to preach the good news of the gospel, that in the closing moments of time, even angels are commissioned to preach the gospel. I'm looking now at the 14th chapter of Revelation, and in verse 6, John says, "I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice," talk about God's love reaching out in those final moments, even when there's trouble such as the world has never seen. They say that message is, "Fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment is come, and worship Him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters." And then it says in verse 8, "There followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication." And then, amazingly, a third angel out of the voice of, two or three witnesses, "Every word shall be established." Another angel follows, saying with a loud voice, and this is a warning. How clear could this be? "If any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb." And so we see that even in the very closing moments of time, God's love is reaching out to those who have a decision to make. And every one of us have a choice. We will either accept the Lord Jesus Christ or we will refuse. And as I've said from time to time, God doesn't send anyone to hell. God has given an invitation to come to a dinner party. It's the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he continues to do that. But just as if you invited someone to your house repeatedly and say, won't you come and have dinner? And they continually refused, well, you could not force them. And so God honors human will. And even at the very end of times, when it's very clear that God's wrath and judgment are being poured out, there's still opportunity for men to repent if they will. And so every person will have a choice. They will have the ability, by a choice of their own will, to choose fellowship with God through Jesus Christ or eternal separation and damnation from him. And so, beloved, God is speaking to us. He stands at the door and knocks. And we can have salvation as we accept Jesus through the precious shed blood of Jesus Christ. He died for all once. He never has to die again. And the book of Hebrews talks about the sacrifice of Jesus. In chapter 9, let me read verses 11 through 15. But Christ, being come, and high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Verse 15, and for this cause he is the mediator of a new testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Praise God. And so what this scripture is telling us, that the blood of goats and calves couldn't redeem us, but the precious blood of Jesus can. Verse 22 of that same chapter tells us, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. And the blood of Jesus Christ shed at Calvary cleanses us from our sins. The writer of Hebrews again states in verse 14, how much more shall the blood of Christ purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? As in the example of the blood that I had shared in terms of our physical bodies, cleansing our systems, our physical, to promote physical health, when we turn to Jesus as Lord and as our personal Savior, the atonement, in effect, through the shedding of his blood, is applied to our sin nature, and we are cleansed from our sins. Every person is born into this world as a sinner. We are the children of Adam and Eve. And because of that bloodline from Adam and Eve, our first parents, we inherited a sin nature. And that it will remain with us unless we return to the Lord Jesus Christ and say, I am a sinner and I accept salvation in your name. And if you perhaps are in a category of people who have searched and you've searched after a good life, you've searched after meaning and happiness and fulfillment and satisfaction, and if you only found failure, right now, why don't you say yes to Jesus? All he wants is you. He wants your heart, not just a part, but all of it. Perhaps you've been a church member. You may be also a person who's never stepped foot inside a church. You may be one who's tried everything but found nothing. Will you try Jesus? God is a God of love, and only after every opportunity given to mankind to repent of sin and he rejects that opportunity consistently, will he pour out his wrath and judgment? That's why I share what I did in the book of Revelation. How amazing is that? An angel actually appears repeatedly in the heavens, preaching salvation through the blood of the Lamb. Only for those who continue to reject him will they experience the wrath of Almighty God. Our God desires to save mankind, to help humanity. It's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to salvation. And through the gift of his Son, Jesus Christ, he has forever established the fact that he is for all of mankind. He's not an enemy. He loves us, and his judgments will only be poured out after every opportunity is given to men, I believe that, to choose salvation or to reject the gift of his Son, Jesus. We are in a day of grace, and we have to know and believe that through the gift of his Son, he has forever established the fact that he is and loves. He is for mankind and he loves mankind. The Bible tells us it's not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. In 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, let me read Verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. And seeing that all of these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye be in all holy conversation and godliness? Praise God. And so, beloved, my prayer, my heart's desire, and more importantly, God's heart, is that you will seek refuge in the Lord Jesus Christ. Call unto him. That's all you have to do. Call unto him, and you shall be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. That's God is reaching out to everyone with his heart of love that we should come into the ark of safety. Praise God. Well, my time is gone. I wish I could share more, but until tomorrow, I must bring this broadcast to a close. I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.